Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We need to discuss this because we need to find a way in terms of how we are going to deal with the surge of COVID-19 infections, which is, it appears that we're going or have already started going into our second wave in Nelson Mandela Bay. This is now spilled over into the Southern Cape area as well. We've spoken to some captains of the industries within Nelson Mandela Bay as the city and surrounding towns hit the second wave of COVID-19 infections. We've had the business chamber on Algoa FM Breakfast. We've spoken to Isuzu. We've spoken to the Nelson Mandela Bay University and also Shane Brown from Disaster Management in the city to talk about what measures they are going to put in place. I know there was a meeting yesterday, and there's also talks of the president that may address us today. I do have on the line another captain of the industry, and he is Jacques Vermeulen, the CEO of Coca-Cola Beverages Africa Pty Limited. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you guys.
Hi, Jacques. It's Lee. Jacques, I'm going to jump straight in. While it's business unusual, the proverbial show must still go on. How have production and distribution facilities had to adjust to continue to operating during this time?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Although we're working in unprecedented times, we have to carry on. And hats off to our people. It's done an unbelievable job and shown incredible resilience through this tough times. Look, We operated as much as we could, I guess, is probably the right way to say it, because in the channel that was closed, we obviously didn't operate. But we also played a big role in helping our customers cope with the crisis that's happening across the world, for that matter. And in essence, also help people in various community aspects as well. So our business, effectively from a manufacturing and distribution and the selling, continued as normal as much as possible and what was allowed, very much driven by consumption, and our consumption behaviors was changed as well. But we were working, if I can put it that way.
To read a headline, Jacques, that says, you know, Nelson Mandela Bay is the COVID hotspot of South Africa and Africa, that's a hard pill to swallow.
It is incredibly hard. And it seems even it's getting worse. You know, it's almost, I guess it's the festive season, so people think it's about partying and socializing and going out. And I guess, you know, we are social animals. And when the time of the year comes, like now, we want to go out. And people want to have a sense of belonging, and they want to have friends around them. And I really want to caution people to not go out. You know, it's effectively do the opposite what you've done normally, because now where we have the hotspot here, the best you can do is that. At least it's specific to where there's more smaller groups of people. You know, when there's a bulk group of people together, that we see the virus is spiraling out of control and then a lot of people get infected. You know, at the moment, we know about 5,000 cases in Nelson Mandela Bay. But if you think about how many people at home are in self-isolation and positive tested as well, it's incredible how this thing is spiraling out of control. And what we can do as a public is really just to stay safe, stay home, and follow the procedures that we all know that we need to do, you know, the washing of the hands and the sanitization, etc.
Just to touch on, you mentioned we're all social gatherers. We like to interact and engage with people. At the first start of this pandemic in Nelson Mandela Bay, it was more the senior citizens that were coming out in the numbers in terms of the infection rate. That seems to have moved, according to the latest stats released yesterday. It's younger people that are now being infected by this virus. And that probably is because we were now able to go out to pubs and bars and socialize.
And celebrate. You know, a lot of kids celebrate the end of varsity and celebrate the end of the school periods as well. And so suddenly you find yourself now exposed. I mean, I've just heard this morning as well, you know, six kids got together to have a meal and they're all positive now. And they're now in self-isolation. And that's a small group. Imagine if it was 10, 20, 30. So we really got to be so careful and really practice all the stuff that we were talking about earlier, because it's crucial. You know, the hospitals are overflowing. And the problem at the moment is so many of our doctors are now positive and in self-isolation as well. So the medical staff are under incredible pressure. So the best we can do is just to follow and stay safe, stay home, and follow those procedures.
Jacques, good morning. Charlton here. You at Coca-Cola Beverages Africa, you guys have systems in place. What advice would you give other companies regarding working ethics during this pandemic?
Look, I mean, we follow very strict guidelines around the social distancing. So if you go to our facilities, you'll find very clear markings on the floor. In our cafeterias, social distance marking, sanitizers across the bowling. In fact, we keep our head office, which is in Port Elizabeth here, closed, and we've got no people on site. So effectively, from April, we had every 2 weeks or every week a call where we monitored all our countries, the progress and controls and regulations and the procedures that they've implemented so quickly. So it's really to enforce procedures, it's really to follow the procedures, it's really to track people and to be really diligent in if you have a positive case, we close facilities, we sanitize. It took 2 to 3 days to do that, and then people go back to normal work. So every single person that gets on site is tested, screened, goes through a washing of hands and sanitization. And then you've got to be act very quickly and crucially if any of your people are positive. We had across our footprint, which is in 13 countries, just over 850 people positive. So you can multiply that to 3 days if it was all on site, how many days we've lost because of closing facilities. And, you know, most of those cases actually happen after weekend is where people go out and social as well. So we really got to be diligent and screening, washing, sanitization processes, and then effectively trust your people and be resilient in what you do.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.